Julia Fowl, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, hello.
Now, as a new guest on the TSO, we always have some get-to-know-you questions, very light, very simple. So you ready?
Of course, yeah.
Do you have a favorite composer?
Ooh, favorite composer would definitely be Tchaikovsky or Brahms.
Really? What is it about them that you love so much?
I mean, definitely as a horn player, they love the horn. They definitely get to show off the best abilities that the horn can do. Richard Strauss also comes to mind along with those great names. And definitely just really great romantic music.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
I'm a huge coffee drinker. I like an iced coffee. I don't really drink it hot ever.
Really? Even in the winter?
Even in the winter.
Interesting.
It's cool. Freezing, but it's great.
Aside from the horn, what's your favorite instrument in the orchestra?
We'll say the violin. I did play the violin for 10 years, so that is
okay.
A bit of a biased opinion, but it's hard to beat the horn. So,
did you start violin before horn or at the same time?
I started violin when I was 8 years old. So I grew up doing musical things, being musical, started to take it more seriously going into high school. So I actually only started French horn when I was 15 years old.
No kidding.
Actually in grade 10.
That's kind of late, no?
It's very late.
Addison, look at you now. That's amazing. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But what's your dream travel destination?
Oh, that would be totally Vienna, Austria. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
And a piece that you would love to perform one day, solo or with orchestra?
After seeing all the performance of it of this year, definitely Rite of Spring.
Okay. Yeah. Phenomenal piece of music. Yeah. Okay. Well, you've given us a sense of your musical background already, but starting the horn when you're 15, how do you progress so quickly?
It was a mix of definitely going to private teachers as soon as I started. For reference, this is like grade 10. I started seeing a horn teacher and he was really great at getting me started on the basics. And then as soon as I kind of got more serious and more into it, I started studying with Nicholas Hartman, who's the fourth horn of the TSO and also coincidentally the brass coach at the TSYO. So he really pushed me, and it's a little cheesy to say, but a bit of an inspiration to really keep it going and to progress to be better.
Not cheesy at all. Well, yeah, so how did you start the horn? But like, what drew you to it? You were playing violin? Everything was, you know?
I was a very musical kid, so I was, when I started high school, I was in the strings program playing violin, and then I was also in band, actually playing the baritone saxophone. I was in marching band and jazz band, stuff like that, and then there was a lot of saxophones, so my music teacher was like, hey, we need some more French horns, like oboes, bassoons, kind of people switching out, and then, I picked up the horn, and then I thought, oh, this is a lot more fun.
You obviously loved it right away,
yeah.
Because, if I'm not mistaken, it's, you know, within 2 years, you end up in the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, which is a very competitive thing to get into. I mean, it's not like, I mean, there are only how many positions, 4 horns in the orchestra?
There's 5 of us.
There's 5, still, it's a small number, and a lot of people auditioning, so how did that come to be?
Yeah, I will say I did not make it into TSYO the first year I auditioned.
Well, that would have been, what, after 1 year of playing horn?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Which was, I mean, it's still a great experience to go out and audition anyways. And I always encourage people, like, even if you don't think that, like, even in your wildest dreams, you'll make it in, like, you never know. And definitely going for that first audition and not making it definitely kind of grew more of a fire and a passion to really get in the next year.
Right. So how long have you been in the TSYO?
This is my 4th season with them.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite memories so far?
I've gotten a lot of opportunities from the TSYO that I'm extremely, extremely grateful for. But at the top of my list would definitely be the last year's 100th anniversary gala with Yo-Yo Ma. And I got to play Dvorak's Serenade for Strings and Winds with TSO members, which was super, super nerve-wracking in the lobby, having the principal horn of the TSO sitting next to you playing second, like, under you is...
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely the craziest thing I've ever done. But it was a really, really awesome experience and just... being able to perform so much and being able to share what I want with the rest of the community in Toronto is really, really awesome.
One of the things that I remember from my years in the TSYO that was really fun were the camp weekends.
Oh, yeah.
You still have camp weekends?
Oh, yeah. When I first started TSYO, obviously we didn't have camp weekend in 2020. So I was new to camp weekend, even as a veteran. And I'll say that camp weekend is really one of the best experiences, where you just spend a whole weekend with your friends and your coaches and just learning as much music as possible, and also just making memories with all these people in this orchestra that you have experience with in the past, or brand new people that you're just meeting for the first time. And it's kind of the first like sound that you get is like, this is the sound of the orchestra this year.
Right.
And it shows the preview of what and how great it is going to become by the time that we're performing at the end of the year, and kind of a sneak peek of what these pieces really can sound their best at.
You're very noble to talk about the musical experiences, but I remember some crazy antics from my days of the camp weekend.
Definitely.
You don't have to disclose, but okay, good. I'm glad to hear that there's some of that continues. You had your first concert of the season in November. That was Stravinsky's Firebird, and one of your favorite composers, Tchaikovsky. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I sadly did not get to play on the Firebird, but that's because I was playing a principal on Tchaik 4, which is, if, for those of you who don't know, a very demanding first horn part. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint, and by the end, you're hurting a little.
Okay,
in the
so
face.
You need to rest, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
In other words, it would be unwise to do both works in one.
Definitely, okay. And it would be definitely a very tough human feat to do both works in the same concert. But, I mean, getting to listen offstage was really awesome at the concert, and hearing how great your colleagues play, especially music like the Firebird, and being able to be still a part of it, even not physically on the piece, you see how that you just totally change gears in the second half, and you're playing Tchaikovsky right after playing Stravinsky. And for a youth orchestra, it is very tough to do, but we definitely pulled it off, and it was very successful.
Well, congratulations. Your upcoming program is called Britannia. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you are a lover of British music, like I am, Britannia is definitely one of those concerts where it is British music, and it's a celebratory of that. And I think that British music has this unique sound, and that it's the whole big orchestral sound, and that is like very present in all of the pieces we're playing. So not only the Holst and the Enigma variations, but also the Kendall and the Macmillan as well.
Right, yeah, you're playing Britannia by James Macmillan, amazing contemporary composer.
Oh my goodness. I will say that it is one of the tougher pieces I've played in TSYO so far. It is just this piece that you just never know what's coming around the next corner. It is truly unpredictable, and that's also what I love about it, is that you have these melodies in the strings and melodies in the winds, and then you have brass coming around the next corner with this counter melody, and it's just, it's a little bit everywhere, but also that's one of the best parts of that music, and definitely one of the pieces that you think to yourself, I really want to be a percussionist.
Oh, really? They have a great part.
God, it gets really crazy.
Okay. Well, what's crazy to me, being a TSYO alumna, is that the orchestra is in its 50th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be part of this landmark season for the TSYO?
I mean, it's being in a youth orchestra like the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra is not something that is everywhere and is not the most accessible. And I say that I am truly lucky to be in this youth orchestra every single year, because you'll never find anything like it in the rest of the country. It is the top of youth in classical music, and it is just what shows the rest of the nation like what classical music is going to be in the future. And it's super exciting to be a part of that, and playing with colleagues, and these are not just professional colleagues, but friends, and knowing the music that you're making together is truly at a level another any other orchestra. So the 50th year of the TSYO is a celebration of youth in Canada making music and being really, really good at it.
That sounds phenomenal. Part of the celebration, I understand, is an exchange with the Cleveland Orchestra Youth Orchestra. In June.
Yeah.
What is going to happen with that? What does that look like?
Yes, I've never been on an exchange like this. It's definitely going to be just a trading of getting to play there and them getting to play also in Toronto. And it's this great relationship that we don't normally interact with other youth orchestras, and being able to play music with them and also show them what we're like, and then them showing us what they're like, and especially with Cleveland, and then having their unique sound that they have there is definitely going to be very enriching for the rest, all of us, and everyone experienced. And it's a kind of a meeting of two really great youth orchestras and getting to collaborate with each other, which is going to be super exciting.
Very quickly, what are your aspirations for your career as a horn player at this point?
Well, I'm in my third year of classical French horn performance at the University of Toronto. So I am one of the people in the youth orchestra that I'm ever hoping to be professional and to someday play in the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. And so definitely I have big aspirations.
Well, we look forward to one day seeing you on a regular basis on the stage of Roy Thompson Hall. Julia Fowle, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and all the best for the rest of the 50th anniversary season.
Thank you so much.